Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, my delegation again wishes to express our appreciation for the input, feedback, comments, and recommendations of all member states today. We stand ready to work with development partners in the period ahead as we seek to fulfill our mandates under this second cycle. We noted the comments made by a number of member states with regard to the impact of climate change, and we take the opportunity to note that the impact of climate change on a small island developing state like St. Lucia is a reality that we often face. We invite this process to take note of the devastating impact and the devastating effects of climate change on islands like St. Lucia, and the reality that from time to time, governments like the government of St. Lucia must prioritize and reprioritize, even in the context of seeking to achieve our international commitments and obligations. Mr. Vice President, as a nation, we are honored and note with appreciation the interest as expressed through the contributions submitted today by many member states. Even at this stage, my delegation wishes to place on record our country's intention to take cognizance of the recommendations made and the concerns expressed. St. Lucia counts itself privileged and humbled by the opportunity to participate in this review process. We view this process as a fundamental instrument in our quest to secure and safeguard the human rights of all of our citizens. As a nation bereft of many natural resources, our most precious resource is that of our people, our human capital. Therefore, it is incumbent on the government to remain fully committed to safeguarding the rights of all of our citizens. We are a young democracy, only 36 years old, and as a nation, we are at a critical stage of our democratic development. The incorporation of the people-centered 2030 agenda and the process of reforming our constitution will impact every citizen in St. Lucia. The government of St. Lucia's yardstick for measuring the success of these processes is to ensure that the benefits to be derived will always be within the reach of our people for this generation and generations to come. We acknowledge that as we continue to grow and build our young nation, there remains work to be done, and we anticipate that emerging realities will continue to demand our attention with respect to our record on human rights. But it must be placed on record that the government of St. Lucia remains fully committed to this process and to fulfilling our mandates and regards it as it relates fully fulfilling our mandates and regards all of our commitments as it relates to human rights obligations. Our challenge rests not in the lack of will or purpose, but in a number of instances where the constraints and limitations of the means to effect full implementation. It is our hope that following this review, there is opportunity to engage the international community, inclusive of UN agencies, on ways and means to assist St. Lucia in mitigating some of our challenges aforementioned. As history will inform, the pursuit of human rights is not necessarily a fixed destination to be reached, but rather a continuous journey and evolution over time. For us, the Universal Periodic Review is indeed a useful mechanism to assist countries like St. Lucia in keeping track of the work that we have already engaged in and highlighting areas where obstacles slow us down and hopefully garner support to overcome these very challenges. We conclude by reiterating that the government of St. Lucia remains resolute in its commitment to fully respect, secure, and safeguard the human rights of all its citizens. I thank you, Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen.